Recorder is on. Very well, good evening everyone. Meeting is in order at 7:36 on this 28th of July. As always, we begin our meeting with a moment of silence, and then we'll go to agenda and opening remarks. Thank you, guys. This agenda items may not be considered in sequence. This agenda is subject to change. These may include addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. Additionally, we have been meeting via Zoom. We are actually meeting in person and via Zoom since we've had a number of modifications that allow us to do just that. So, do I have any additions or changes to the agenda as been submitted? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Yeah, okay, I heard one aye out there. I'll just assume unless a patent. Yeah.
Aye.
As long as they get thumbs up.
Len, Reggie, and Katie.
All right, cool.
I can't figure out how to do the chat.
Well, you'll work on it. All right, cool, guys. Next, Secretary's report. I did send out the minutes from last month. Let me get those. Where are they? Here they are. Everyone should have those now. Jim, do I have any additions, changes, or corrections to the minutes?
No, sir, not from what I read so far, sir.
Oh, you want to qualify that and say, yeah, well, I'm bound to find something. All right, I'll give you a few more moments, see if there's anything else in the minutes, guys, that I may have missed, and so on and so forth. All right, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I heard it. Thanks, Len.
All good.
All right, cool. Minutes have been approved. All right, y'all. We're moving along. As always, we have a public comment period. And I don't know if Melinda wants to say anything during this period or if there's something else she wants to chat about as we go into the agenda. Melinda, do you want to say anything? Chief?
Hi, how's everybody?
Good.
Good. So as far as the PSO goes, we're still going to try to do a bag bingo once we have some dates available and the venue is going to open back up. We don't really have that information yet. Mary and I haven't been able to really connect to get things rolling, if you will, for the year. But we plan to in the next couple weeks, so we'll probably be able to email you information on some upcoming plans.
All right. Hey, Melinda, can you hear me?
Yes.
From what you're seeing or hearing out in the public, what about school and opening and all those kinds of things? What are you hearing from some of our parents or parents in other schools or just scuttlebutt, rumor, innuendo? What are you hearing?
Trying to figure it out.
And is this sort of what you're hearing about the public schools, the traditional schools like Smyrna or CR, or what they're kind of doing? Or is it really our families or some of the families that are talking to you about our school?
Yeah, we've had some families reach out to us. We I guess it was through Facebook Messenger. Some families have reached out to PSO asking about the school because they would like to join. They've also asked about, because they are new cadets, and they were asking how things were and what was the difference between our school and another school. And they're pretty excited about it. We still have parents reaching out to us, asking us about if certain events are going to be going on, like camps, and I think everything has been answered accordingly.
Okay.
They all seem still very excited.
Good.
About the school event.
Well, that is good to hear. Wonderful. All right. Anything else? Anything else, boss, that you want to relay?
Is there anything that you want us to look into when we do, Mary and I have a chance to meet?
Well, are you going to be with us for the whole board meeting, or do you got a role?
No, I can be on.
Well, if you can, I mean, go if you got to, but if you can, I think I'd like you to stick around because we're going to be talking about some construction stuff. Obviously, we're going to be talking about really what school, I mean, the big deal is we're going to talk about what school looks like for us in a number of weeks. I know that Leslie wants to talk a little bit about ginning up marketing and stuff like that. So there may be a couple of places where you may want to hear firsthand kind of what we're thinking and what we're doing. So if you want to stick around, great. If you can't, understood. But if you would, hang around.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Anything else for Melinda from the board? Guys on the Zoom Arena, anything there? Cool. All right. Very well. I will, that really wasn't public comment. Let me make this public comment. Is there anybody from the public that would like to? Nope. All right, show public comment is closed. All right, Jim, there's no freaking way I can see that. What? Is there a screen there?
No, I just turned it so you guys speak out because I can't see the screen so they can hear you through my mic.
Okay.
That's why I did that.
All right. So
do folks have the treasurer's report? Or Patrick, do you want me to share it on the computers for those that are computer bound? But hopefully everybody's got it since I sent it out yesterday and whatnot.
Yeah, I think so. I've got all the WSFS stuff, and then Pat's got the variance report and the budget narrative. I think that's everything, right, Jim?
All right. So from my perspective, the treasurer's report as of June 30th. I started the month on June 4th. Sorry, Scott, do you want me to go or hold on?
No, roll, baby. You got it.
All right. Started the month with $56,72.74 in the checking account and $75,473.36 in the savings account. Incoming for the month was $2.08 for interest. Outgoing for the month was the USDA withdrawal of $24,928 on the 1st of June. That leaves at the end of June, $56,218, of which $56,72 is in the checking account and $50,527.44 is in the savings account. As Patrick and I talked last week, that $50,000 takes care of number one, the July withdrawal that took place July 1st, and will take care of the August withdrawal, which will take place on August 3rd. The second page of the piece shows the savings account statement. The third one is the checking account. It's not the checking account statement. It is one of the escrow accounts. Both the escrow accounts there, then the checking account month, whereas it stands right now is at $25,579.44. And again, I will reiterate that it takes care of the August withdrawal that will take place on the 3rd. What's the time between now and August? I would say about the 25th, we should replenish the board account for activity.
All right. Hey, Jim, hold it. Who's not on mute? We were getting a little feedback, and I think somebody was not on mute. I think we're good now. So, Jim, two things. We can hold. We've got enough money to take care of July and August interest payment, but basically, we should be making a deposit for the entire amount soon to cover the whole year's worth of draws, right?
We have, I would say we have up until, since I don't want to push the envelope too much, I would like it no later to make it into the bank account for the board the 24th, 25th, would be the latest of August. So sometime between now and the 3rd week of August, check if you've got time to drop that into the state of the board savings account. Again, as I said, the July 1st withdrawal was successful, and we have sufficient money for the August 1st withdrawal. And obviously, we do not have sufficient money
right
for the September 1st withdrawal.
Yep. Perfect. All right, Pat, will you be able to?
So the $299,376, it's already in the system. We're just waiting to get
cool
approved. So it's already being worked on.
All right. And you guys all remember, right, what we're doing is this is one of our front loads. We're going to drop the whole loan amount, principal and interest, for the USDA into our separate account. And we just pull it right out. Hey, also, Jim, on your report, I assume the two escrow accounts are the ones that say business M/M that got zero in them?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. I don't think there's anything else under that. Looking around the room, anybody have any questions for Big Jim? Okay, anybody out there? Jim, anything else you want to cover, sir?
Not from that standpoint. I think I need to have a sidebar with you and Pat and let them take a look at the bylaws and whatnot and the role going forward. But yeah, so we're good for what's being done at this point.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, because Verity's going to talk about bylaws just a snap a little later. So if there's something specifically, are you talking about loan covenants or bylaws?
No, bylaws.
Okay. All right. Then we would
cover responsibilities and who might be lacking, i.e. me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Understood. Okay, guys. Anything else under Treasurer's Report? Don't see nothing. Cool. Pat, I think we are now to you with the finance report and budget narrative, web report, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, I'll start with the narrative for June fiscal year 20. It's our final year. We are 100% through our fiscal year 20 budget. Revenue in the month of June, of course, we received 84.13 of our cafeteria funds. We have projected 153, but as you know, we weren't ordering any lunches after March 13th. Just so you know, we donated everything to the food bank at Dover Downs. We loaded up everything we had and took it down there and donated it to them.
How much did we have left over? I didn't know that. Thank you.
There was a lot, and the problem was we didn't know dates and stuff, so I just told Missy, let's take it all down there. Plus, we had purchased prepackaged meals that didn't need refrigerated or frozen. We sent it out to our families. Got very few interest on it, so we said, you know what, let's just send it all down there. They were very appreciative, and it was I think it was a truckload and a half. So.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, cool.
We did receive $14,157 from the Marine Corps GRTC reimbursements, and of course, we made $4,000 in interest. Expenditures, as you know, we continue to pay our transportation and activity bus driver payments. That totaled $4,814.
$4,000 or $47,000? $47,000, I apologize.
Other payments in our utilities, IT services, and of course related services equaled $10,993. Of course, since our closure, we've been doing a lot of building maintenance and landscaping. Total cost in June, $14,202. We went ahead and we did purchase our Chromebooks and additional teacher laptops for a total of $58,870. Other instructional support costs for the month of June, $5,539.
Wait a minute. Hey, Pat, real quick. I thought the Chromebook was all FY20. I thought we did it all in last year's budget.
This is last year's budget.
You're talking about, but it says FY21.
Yes, because that's what we need them for. I did that to show you that.
We need them for FY21.
Right, but we paid them out of fiscal year 20.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes. Sorry, I just wanted to let you know we were paying ahead if you saw that big figure.
Right.
Because I was projecting that we were going to bring more money in June, but we did not. Security, I want you to know that I upgraded all three buildings. They all have lockdown buttons now. Master Sergeant Jordan tested it. It does work. Accidentally.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, the colonel didn't know that.
He wasn't here. He was skating. So we.
So how does that work?
So when you hit the button, all the doors lock. None of the cards work. Anything.
All right. How does it get unlocked? And does the staff know where the buttons are located? And what does it also send a signal to Clayton? And do we have to call them quickly if it's a false alarm?
Well, that's a good question. See, that didn't happen. So that means it is not connected with the 911 service. So that's something we got to look into. Because nobody called, no one came to the school. We got to have that fixed before we have cadets return here. There's one in each of the offices. So Ms. Hammerstrom over in Morrell,
right,
and our main office here is one, and there's also one located in the office over at St.
Michael's.
Right.
Okay. All right. Cool.
But who has access? I mean, and knows where the button is?
Well, I think
Right there.
Yeah, they're open.
They're underneath their desk. We actually put them right underneath the desk. They're visible.
And all the teachers know that it's there.
No, because we put them in it. The teachers have been in school.
But they will be now.
Yes. So it's a two-key function. You have to turn the key, then press the button. It's like a safety.
He really did.
Two keys?
No, just one. But I guess the key was turned at already, so I gotta work on it. It just hasn't been.
Right.
We did, because of return deposits, lunch accounts reimbursements, and reimbursements at athletic fees, we paid out an additional $19,602 in June. And then we had other minor costs, and this all totaled $185,128. So expenditures to date are 94.52% of our budget. So I had estimated a system that we would have $165,000. We did pay more only because we were paying a lot from fiscal year 2021, and we did some upgrades that we needed. So, and of course, with the athletic fees, you know, that was something that was unexpected because spring sports got canceled. Okay. Of course, federal grants haven't changed. That number is still going down. I will tell you now that the 23-29 will be gone, should be gone this month and next. We have a remaining total of 126. Our outlook, based on the updated budget use of our federal funds, we are projected to have an outlook of $1,259,596. 60 days cash was $946,000. 75 day cash was $1,183,000. And our summer encumbrances are estimated to be $550,000. So, you know, because of the closure, we've met all of our financial framework benchmarks.
So, Patrick, does the $1,259,000 include the contingency, or is the contingency all the way out of the budget now?
The contingency or the encumbrances?
The contingency.
No, that is a part of the contingency. The $100,000?
Yes.
Yes, that's a part of it. That's our final figure, Jim, overall.
Hey, Jim, is that tracking?
Is there something you'd like to see, or?
I just didn't know whether it says the contingency wasn't spent. Is that because it's the $1,259,000 recognizing that the $100,000 is no longer needed to be contingent because the fiscal year is over, or not? Relative to tracking, we were saying 1,269 at the for the June meeting, and we're 1,259. So just a small increase of $10,000 rounded from last month, which is in pretty good shape relatively speaking. I just didn't know whether or not we had an extra $100 available to us because the contingency is not there that we have to carry it throughout the year, but at year end I thought it goes away. So
well.
That's a part of it.
All right, yeah. So the $100K is sitting in the 1,259.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jim, anything else?
1,269, 1,259
is a good check. Yep. All right, Jim, anything else, sir? Cool.
Pat? Look at the web report.
Wait a minute.
Bus.
Okay. Sorry.
You didn't hit bus?
Well, I did order the 11th bus. That's going to be an additional $66,000 or $66,311.
And is that taken into account? We haven't talked about it yet, but with the potential shift of students returning.
Well,
or is that if there's no change, you needed the 11?
We needed the 11.
Okay.
It came out that, and I will tell you right now, between, well, I had to split bus 2, and I split it, and just to tell you how bad it was, bus 2, we have 42 cadets on it, and bus 11, we have 30, 32. So between the two, there was 70-some kids on that bus.
Go ahead. And I know we're going to talk more about it, but just while we're on buses, just buses, has there been any guidelines as far as, you know, what's the kids wearing a mask, 3 feet is good, or any of that on a bus?
They're going to have to wear a mask on the bus.
Yep.
And what is the capacity of the bus?
So that's what we're going to, I'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right, that's fine.
So, that's
so 11 buses may not be enough.
Right.
Okay.
No,
I think 11 buses are going to do it for us because...
Regardless of what we decide.
Okay. Right.
All right.
Because I think the way we're going to run... Pat's got to brief it all to us tonight.
That's fine. But just while we're on 11 bus, just wanted to throw that out there. Okay.
Well, and one other thing. We're still going to have Wi-Fi on the buses. The contractors themselves are required to do a bunch of stuff, right? They've got to wipe down. They've got to... clean between runs. There is a fair amount of stuff that the contractors have to do to run their buses. You know, knock on wood, all our contractors are coming back. They got all their drivers, so it looks like we're not going to have what continues to be a systemic problem statewide about not having enough drivers and not having enough buses. I think we're going to be fine there. The issue gets to exactly what you're talking about. What does it really look like? which kids are getting on the bus, when they get on the bus, and all that sort of stuff, and that's in the in the plan.
Just so you know, we had an idea that we were going to need the 11th bus. I didn't even ask for it. The contractor came to me, and he said, the one up north, he said, you know, my all my drivers on your routes, they love your routes. And now I'm starting to have my other route drivers trying to jockey for me. He said, I have a bus in the
driveway
for you if you need it. And I said, just a matter of fact, I do. So this is back in late May, early June. So it worked out. Okay, as you can see, look at our revenue and expenditures. It was pretty much in line with what I talked about.
So this is year end. You're looking at the web report, Pat?
Correct.
Right, year end web report on money for the school. Bottom line, guys, we ended pretty strong. Most of it, I'm going to say, is because we hadn't, quite frankly, been running the school. A lot of expenses, some of the expected expenses just weren't here. So it certainly has moved some money into balance forward, and that may lead directly to an opportunity, Kevin, for us to do something a little extra structure-wise here on campus. Now, that does not take into consideration whether the state, when we get to December DFAC and we start getting the budget stuff in January, they decide they're going to start pulling money back. There's a couple other things. I don't think so, because the budget was pretty strong. And I say strong, it was consistent with last year, so I think we're going to be okay. But anyway, so Pat, anything else on web report?
No, it's not.
All right. As always, guys, need a motion to accept the web report.
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. Any further discussion on the web report? Anybody on the screen, on Zoom? No? All right. Very well, guys. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Pass. Cool. All right. That's that. So let me talk about a couple of budgets, FY 20 and 21. We just finished up 20. We're going into 21. At the CPOC meeting we held, I will tell you, generally speaking, on the carryover, and I almost can't really give you much indication about what kind of shape we're in. We're looking at about, I don't know, anywhere between $600K and $700K in the black by the time we end FY21, based on current numbers. Great position, but it's such a wild ass guess that we really don't. There are two big problems. The September 30th count has been moved, and there is concern about whether the districts, I think, what is it, send us the same percentage that they sent this past year that they will send this year. Do I have that part right?
It's locals' student cost. And since they spent less money on students this past year, it will reflect a year down the road. So that's coming our way.
Right. So bottom line is that we've got a FY21 proposed budget. We, as you guys remember, we don't book it until at the February board meeting when we finalize it, because then we've got all our money in from the districts. September 30th count, I'll just call it that, is completed and all that sort of stuff. So ongoing, and we'll have some numbers for you at the next board meeting, really some better numbers as to what the budget's going to look like for the school. Questions, comments, anybody on Zoom? Okay.
Say that again, Katie.
You said 6 to 7?
Yes. pardon me, go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott, because you said it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, about 6 to 7, depending on what the numbers are, but as I said, and that's a cautionary note because it really is a wild ass. It's a swag. So I... Go ahead.
Sorry, I don't...